He's doing all right.
Well, you know, Buddy, my husband, last month went to England for TI because they've got some kind of contract with with the Air Force over there, and they went over there and spent a week. I think that'd be just so neat, you know, but I didn't get to go. Anyway, I think I erased, or I may have erased, that thing about, that I just asked you, about, what do you call that stuff that forms under a blister?
Water.
Okay. I think I just erased it off. And let me ask you again, just so I don't miss it. You say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swallow.
Okay. And you might say, it's in fact, it's still pretty badly.
Swallow.
Okay. Thank you. If somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd say you got a doctor to look at the... What?
Wound.
Okay. I think it's still working. if the wound doesn't heal clean, sometimes a white kind of granular substance forms around the edge and you have to burn it out with alum or something. And what do you call that kind of thing where it does that?
Well, I'm resisting it.
Well, if the wound doesn't heal right, sometimes you get a white kind of...
It's scab over it.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Okay. What does that look like? Have you ever seen it?
It looks pretty bad.
Really?
It kind of puffs up. I never did have it, but I've seen people had it.
Yeah. It's bad news, it sounds like.
Yeah.
What do you call a kind of medicine that you keep in the medicine cabinet to put just a little bit on cuts and stuff?
Mercurochrome.
Okay, what do people use before they have mercurochrome? It's the same color, but...
Iodine.
Okay, hurts worse, I think. I don't know if it... Well, yeah, I think it does.
I think that iodine is kind of a little bit dangerous to use on cuts.
Oh, is it right?
I think it is. Yeah. I've had several people. Don't use that.
Yeah. Well, I don't see any sense in using something that's going to hurt, because you can use something that's
Don't think it won't hurt. A fresh cut.
Yeah.
Make you catch a rabbit.
Yeah. My mother used to have some when I was a kid. She used it on me. Boy, it did hurt. What do you call that kind of white powder, that bitter kind of powder that people used to take for tonic for a cold?
Oh, calomel.
What?
Calomel.
I don't know. I take the word for it. It's you used to take it for malaria or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Calum.
You might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient...
Passed on.
Okay. Okay.
That's what happens quite often now.
Yes, it happens quite often. More often than care to think about.
Yeah.
What are some funny, some humorous ways of saying that he passed on?
Hey, what?
What are some humorous ways of saying that somebody passed on?
Kick the bucket.
Okay. Anything else?
Died.
Okay.
Say died a horrible death.
Okay.
Make it that.
Let's see. You might say, that old boy's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he...
Hey, he died.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah. The box they put people in when they bury them is called a...
Coffin.
Okay. And,